use of financial and economic analysis of the project. Here, what we have to see is how the financial data is analyzed, on what basis, functionally, on what basis you can undertake the project, how you are analyzing your cash flow, your balance sheet, and your capital, whatever it may be, the documents which are required to be in place for assessment is required to be kept ready for assessment. So the economic analysis of an investment is based on the total returns in relation to the committed resources, while the financial analysis of the investment, which measures the productivity of the resources, to the individuals demanding the product of the investment. Okay, so both useful in providing the basis for the evaluation of all the projects in more coordinated and systematic manner. In both the cases, the benefit and the cost of the projects are imputed to determine its viability and to take the decision for the choice. The two major methods usually used for determining the economic analysis of the investment is, one is a discounted measure and second one is undiscounted measures. These are the two methods for the assessment of the investment. Okay, the discounted measures takes time value of money into consideration, while the other one uses the thumb rule, rule of the thumb, like payback period. So two things. One is time value of money and second one is the payback period. These are the two important criteria to determine the discounted measures. The length of the time of the project takes the initial investment from net cash flow, which is generated by the investment. Now, undiscounted measures consist of ranking by inspection, that is inspection rank, rating given, use of the payback period, rate of return, at what rate it is money will be coming back, then proceeds per N invested, the proceeds for N investment, that is number of projects invested, and the average annual proceeds per investment project, that is also required to be taken into consideration. Ranking by inspection means, by this the assessor will be interested to know the investment cost of the project and cash flow pattern and the rates at which the cash flow is generated. This is ranking by inspection. Payback period. What is the significance of the payback period as a criteria for the agriculture project choice? This is also referred as a cash recovery period or payback period, or payoff period also sometimes it is called as. It has the characteristic features. The period of time it takes for an investment to generate the net incremental cash that would be sufficient to recover its initial investment capital layout in full. Okay. And it can be used as an initial criteria or a screening device to see if the project cannot pay back its initial capital. This measure does not consider the time value money. Only it is depending on the payback period or cash generation or cash flow statement. Okay? There are some disadvantages of this investment criteria. First one, it fails to measure the profitability. Profitability cannot be, by cash flow, you cannot measure the profitability. It considers the net cash flow only to the point where they are equal to or initial capital outlay. That is, it does not account for any additional cash flow generated beyond the payback period. That is wrong. That is why this is one of the important disadvantages of this investment criteria. Now, rate of return. It is also called as RR. So, rate of return estimated as the ratio of the profits net tax. It is estimated as the ratio of the profit net taxes and depreciation on the capital which is employed. So, RR equal to the profit, then capital used equal to pi divided by k, where pi is equal to net profit and k equal to capital used. Decision rule consists of the project is considered worthwhile for the choice and acceptance if the rate of return is greater than or equal to the cost of capital employed. Okay, cost of capital employed. Okay, see, rate of return could also be calculated by using the different approaches. Different approaches. One is net profit as an initial profit. That is profit in the first year of operating project. Discounted cash flow criteria, benefit divided by cost analysis or cost upon benefit analysis. Second, net present value, that is NPV, and third is the internal rate of return on investment, etc. Discounted measures, net present value, that is NPV. How it is calculated? This is the formula. This is the present net worth or present worth of the any incremental net benefits which is derivable from the investment, and it is difference between. It is difference between the present worth of the stream of the benefits and the present worth of the stream of cost. So, benefit of the difference between the present worth of the stream benefits and present worth of stream cost. Benefit and cost came into the picture while deriving the net present value. So, N divided by NPV is equal to equal B minus C. T is equal to 1 into bracket 1 plus I bracket complete T, where NPV is a net present value, N expected lifespan, then a lifespan of the project, B is nothing but it's a benefit flow, C is the cost outflows, and I is the interest rate, and the T specified years of the investment. By using this formula, the net present value can be determined. Estimation of the credit requirement. The credit requirement of the farmer is vary from region to region and also from season to season and also from crop to crop. Variations because of activities, because of the region, geographical condition, because of the season under which, in which season this is required. Economists have stamped or attempted to formulate the model which is applicable to the micro level estimate, not macro, micro level estimate, and this credit requirement of the farmer. Estimation of the credit requirement also according to one model. According to one model, the short-term credit requirements of the farmer can be estimated by taking into account area under cultivation and the capital inputs in the given in the form of the consideration. According to this model, Y1 is equal to Rij is equal to Pij into Ij, Xij, okay? Where Pij equal to capital input per acre in the ith form, that is with form, that is first year or first year in the farm. And Ri is a proportion of the credit to the capital inputs on IT, for IT farm. Xij is equal to area under number of farms, and Yi is equal to credit requirement. This formula you can better understand when you actually go through the text, which is explained in better manner by way of giving the example also. This model has taken the value of Ri is equal to 0.5, that is for small farmers. Ri is equal to 0.45 for medium farms, and Ri is equal to 0.440 for the large farmers. So the credit requirement for the block would therefore would be determined as C is equal to ATK divided by ASI equal to 1 multiplied by NIYI, where AT is nothing but total cultivated area in block, AS is equal to sample holding, and N is equal to number of holdings. Okay, then since the credit requirement of the farmer, we know the functionality which is related to the cost and exigencies or excessiveness, then in that case, input like the fertilizers, irrigation, other agricultural inputs, net operated area, etc. It is requirement of these are calculated by using the regression method equation of the following type. Put into all into bracket is equal to Y, and where Y is equal to total return from the crop. Okay, so this is the formula, and C is nothing but, what is C? C is the cost of the capital, okay? That is where Y is equal to total return from the crop, and then X1 is equal to investment irrigation, X2 different investment, they have given the number. For the purpose of invest, if it is invested in the irrigation, X1 is the price for that, X2 is nothing but investment in the draft cattle, then X3 is the expenditure on fertilizer, X4 is the area of cultivated, C is amount of the credit requirement. So the total C is the amount of credit requirement can be calculated here. C is the amount can be calculated by using this BX1 or AX1, XB2 like that. Okay. C is nothing but the amount of capital requirement. Putting together all the three, sum of that will be the capital requirement. Okay, so this model, however, is not suitable for estimating the total credit, it requirement of the agriculture as a whole, since the regression and the coefficient of vary from region to region. This is not a correct formula, okay? But economist has says, when you do not have any other weapon to determine, then why not put everything into one bucket, average it, and then you find out exactly what is current position and what is the requirement. Gap between that, you can finance them. That is what, but this is not so simple. That is why this formula is not acceptable for determination. Okay, now decision credit use. The credit, as we have seen, is a valuable asset for the farmer with limited capital, and most of the farmers have the limited capital. So decision to borrow can mean the success or failure. The farmer's ability as a financial manager determines his success or his failure. The decision to borrow capital is one of the most important form of the management decision. The factors which are affecting or influencing this decision making is called the decision making tools, and these tools are when to borrow, how much to borrow, what to borrow, and length of the loan, and also repayment schedule of it, and what to offer as a security. If these five formulas, these five is complied with, then you can take the decision. Only one you cannot consider for the decision making. All the five should be taken into consideration collectively for making the decision. In order to solve the problems, the farmer uses the techniques which is called budgeting and opportunity cost principle. What is this budgeting and opportunity cost principle? At the micro level, an individual farmer will undertake an investment if the net present value, that is NPV of that investment, is greater than zero. Net present value is greater than zero. Then the calculation of the net present value of an investment requires the preparation of the cost series also. on one hand, and on other hand, the income series. So both should be together, and that should be more than zero, then only decision can be taken. This is called budgeting and opportunity cost principle. In terms of the notations, the net present value, that is NPV, can be expressed by this formula, where C refers to the initial capital, cost of the investment is a Y1 stands for the net cash flow at the end of the year I, where the benefit of the investment is a spread over the n years, that is number of years, and the above formula is used for calculating the net present value for self-investment by the farmer. So when investment is made by the farmer out of the loan, whose repayment is spread over some later years, the earlier formula which is discussed requires slight modification. And this formula could be like this and not as this. Slightly, it is made, but it is modified version, and modified version will be NPV is equal to like this, where C1 is equal to P1 plus 1, P refers to the annual installment and towards the repayment of the principal and to the annual interest payment. It is important to note that the net present value, which is the criteria which stipulates that the project should be accepted if the NPV is a positive. A positive NPV indicates the viability of the project. This implies that NPV benefit more than the NPV cost. NPV benefit should be more than the NPV cost. This decision rule assumes that the optimal scale of investment and the starting time are already given and do not have to be determined simultaneously with the project choice. Benefit of the cost ratio analysis. Cost ratio analysis benefit consists of this ratio of the discounted stream of the project, which benefits to the discounted stream of the project cost. A benefit upon cost ratio, that is benefit cost ratio, greater than 1 implies to the potentially viable project, and such a projects could be chosen. So benefit should always be more than the cost. So it is often used in economic analysis of the measures, that the social benefit of the investment. The benefit cost is derived, it should be equal to the present value of the benefits, PVB. Present value of the cost is a PVC. Present value of the cost is PVC. Benefit cost is equal to present value of the benefit. Then present value of the cost is PVC, which can be computed as N is equal to BN, T is equal to 1 into bracket 1 plus R multiplied by N, N is equal to CN, T is equal to 1 into bracket, same 1 plus R into N, where this N equal to the sum of N, that is number of years, N, this is the number of years, sum of number of years for which the stream of the benefits are expected, or the cost incurred. The cost is decided into BN. BN means benefit in each year of the year N, number of years. Okay. And CN means cost in each year or year N, number of years. T is equal to time beginning from first year to the project stream of the income at the cost. This is the formula which you can very well practice from the book where the examples are provided. Steps in calculating the benefit ratio. Step 1, decide on the discount rate to use. There are 3 options. One is the opportunity cost of capital. Second one is the borrowing rate, that is interest rate, and the social rate of returns. At what percentage socially it will be benefited. Step 2, discount the stream of the benefit and the cost to their present values. Step 3 is divide the sum by the present value of the benefit by the sum present value of the cost. This is how it was explained in the formula in earlier slide, where it is explained how to derive at calculation of the benefit ratio. Decision rule consists of B is to C less than 1 implies that PVB is less than PVC. The cost may not be recovered. It is better not to invest but to save the cost, save the money at the existing interest rate. Note that the absolute value of the benefit cost ratio depends on the interest rate charges. The greater the rate of interest, the less the benefit cost. So B is to C more than 1 implies that PVB is more than 1, more than PVC. So accept the project. If the situation is B is to C equal to 1 implies PVB is equal to PVC, break-even point from where beyond which the project can generate the profit. Internal rate of return. This is the interest rate that equates the net percentage worth of the stream of the benefit to zero. So IRR, that is internal rate of return, sum BN minus CN is equal to zero. So T is equal to 1 into bracket 1 plus R bracket complete into N. It represents the average earning power of the money invested over the entire period of the project, as well as the maximum total interest rate that the project pays to it, and it is recover its investment and the operating cost and the still break even. Okay, estimation of the internal rate of return could be made through the explanation method, in which the two discount factors are used against their respective cash flows. The net benefit from the cash flow relating to the lower discount factor is always negative, while one with the higher factor will be positive. This implies that the internal rate of return lies in between the discounted factors. The formula for calculating the internal rate of return is represented as IRR equal to I plus C into bracket PV1 divided by E bracket complete, where I is equal to the lower discount rate, C is equal to the difference between the two discount rates, and PV1 represents the value of the lower discount rate, as well as the E is absolutely difference between the PVS and the cash flow at the two discounted rates. Okay, comparison of the net present value, that is NPV, and internal rate of return IRR is technically as project selection criteria. NPV technique appraises the investment opportunity by the estimating the sum of their future cash flow discounted at some discount, at the same some discounted rate, not same, some discounted rate. Okay, it represents the change in the value of the farm measured in the current terms. Okay, using the internal rate of return involves the finding at which the discount rate is given NPV of zero, where it is applied to the project outflow. It represents break-even discount rate. Project which have the IRR is on higher side than the farmers, that the farm's rate of return are acceptable, while the project with internal rate of return is below the required rate should be accepted. For a single investment opportunity, NPV and IRR criteria will be lead to some conclusion. NPV reduces as the discount rate increases. Okay, therefore interest rate below the internal rate of return, it will be a positive, and vice versa. The NPV technique has the advantage of measuring the value of the firm in absolute terms. Okay, where the discounted rate fluctuates over the project lifespan, it is possible to discount at a different rate in each year. Okay, the technique therefore relies heavily on estimation of the correct discounted rate. Discount rate used for calculating the net present value and internal rate of return should represent the opportunity cost of the capital which is needed and generated by the investment opportunity. The method for calculating the cost of the capital is difficult and uncertain. Therefore, farmers need to be cautious of using high positive net present value in calculating the cost of capital. Okay, advantage of using the internal rate of return. Okay, the internal rate of return, though it gives the indication on how valuable a project might be, the absolute term has two advantages over the NPV techniques. Which are those two advantages? One, the technique is easier to visualize the interpreted because the concept of the return and the percentages. Okay, second one, internal rate of return gives no margin for errors in the cost of capital estimate. This can be regarded as the upper limit for the situation where the cost of the capital is uncertain or likely to be fluctuated also in future. So, provided the IRR, that is internal rate of return, is greater than all the possible cost of the capital which estimates, the NPV, that is net present value, must be positive for the project to be accepted. Therefore, IRR is more widely used than the NPV technique. Its disadvantages also we have to take into consideration by using IRR. Problem in using IRR occurs when the situation where the appraisal depends on the choice among the alternative projects. The choosing the project on the basis of its highest internal rate of return can lead to the wrong decision because the technique is relative measures of the worth without regard of the scale of investment, where the cash flow are unconventional. That is, one or more outflow are followed by number of inflows or vice versa. Then there may be one or more discounted rate giving rise to NPV of zero. So potentially the number of internal rate of return implies the number of times the flow changes from positive to negative or vice versa, and that the usefulness of internal rate of return formula as an appraisal techniques. Okay, now having understood this little bit difficult to understand these formulas and all, in practice whenever you are working on the practice, that time only you can understand, but it is very easy to remember the explanation which is provided rather than calculating hypothetically some data. If you have a clear example, you can very well input the data and calculate it. That's all about the assessment part of the credit analysis for the agricultural finance. Now, little bit we will talk on the project cycle, various agricultural project cycle. This is also a crucial one. So this project cycle is nothing but any agricultural projects which is taken into consideration, whether it is an investment into the project or servicing of the project, because every project is expected to take off with initiation of some ideas and creation of such achieved to realizable goals. So we have to first consider whether we are considering the project for the investment purpose or this project is for the servicing purpose. Number of overlapping phases are organized in sequential manner to achieve the goals that can be regarded as a project cycle, one after another. And these phases are very much important in the life cycle of the project. One is the identification as a result of initiation of the idea and observation of the environment. Idea generation and observation of environment. Okay. Second is a project planning and preparation. Third one is the project appraisal and its control. And fourth one is close out the project commissioning and hand over the project to the users, that is borrower or the company. These are four important phases in the project cycle. The schematic structure for the typical project cycle consists of simple schematic structure consists of the project identification, decommissioning and the close out the project, planning and its preparation, project monitoring and evaluation, project execution and project appraisal and the control. These are the stages, simple schematic structure for the typical project cycle that should be taken into consideration. Effective demand for the agricultural credit. This is something different. Okay, the demand for the agricultural credit is a willingness and ability of the farmer to access the existing source of the funds to meet the farm investment needs. It's farm investment need. Effective demand for the agricultural credit, it can be defined as the minimum volume of the credit that would yield the minimum incremental growth in the profitability of the agricultural production unit, which may be a greater or equal to the cost which is incurred for execution of the project. It is the demand that is backed up by the sufficient ability to repay with a zero default risk. Repayment ability of the borrower is therefore crucial to the effective demand for the agricultural credit. Okay, so based on this discussion, if there is a need for the credit, farmer's decision to borrow or not to borrow will depend on some of the indicators of the demand, which could be assessed through the four dimensions of the borrower's activity. First activity is a financial impact. Second activity is nothing but it is an economic impact. Third one is technological impact. And the fourth one is nothing but it is a social impact. These all impacts should be taken into consideration while borrowing by the farmer. Okay. So on borrower's side, if you look into the effective demand for the credit required, that the farmers make the choice between the investment in one agriculture activity and other investment in the alternative or the agricultural project. It may be also required to take the decision to choose between the consumption credit or production credit or other in order to achieve the social optimum of the gathering and the income for the repayment, for the return of institutional cost and the credit program too. From the policy formulation and implementation point of view, the promoting effectiveness demand, it requires to be consideration of the factors and the balanced judgment on whether to invest on the institutional cost of the credit or credit delivery program. Okay. Credit delivery program, or it's invest in some of the alternative development or enhancing the program whose outputs could be inputs into farmers' production. Third aspect is on supply side. Earlier we have seen borrower side. Second one is from the policy side. Third one is from the supply side. Okay, for credit to induce on overall development, it is important to consider the extent to which the new entrant into the farming business can be included in the credit program, as they may be likely to have no payment ability. Okay, now, last but not least, the problem of the effective demand for the credit. Problems. various problems are there, but some are jotted down here. That is availability of the finance to the backup the demand of the credit. Okay, whenever there is a demand for the credit, credit should be made available as a finance. Okay, the borrower's willingness and abilities to access the existing credit delivery program. Socio-economic and the cultural issues should be taken into consideration. Capacity of the existing credit sources to meet up the demand. Policy environment under which the credit opinion are provided. Rigidity of the formal lending sources and unpredictable profit. These are some of the effect, these are some of the problems which farmer is facing. So with this, we conclude our discussion on accessibility. However, before we are closing, we have to ensure that no secured tenure and the land in other assets. Okay, literacy and the majority of the farmers is very, very important. Target groups are not always farmers. Must be remembered. That is why again I am coming back to then before closure. So the cumbersome procedure of the application for the credit, high level of the centralized administration which restrict the awareness of the access to the credit, problem associated with the infrastructure and the poor repayment culture of the most of the farmers. This gives rise vicious or mindset of the lender. That is why it is very, very essential and important to understand the assessment criteria whenever you are lending to the farmer, or if you are a farmer, the borrowing criteria you should assess yourself. Not all the farmers, but whenever there is a big project, that time this assessment is required. In normal circumstances, nobody is going to touch this aspect of assessment of the credit need and these borrowers. With this note, thank you very much.